Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. If you need a Bible, raise your hand. The ushers do have Bibles that you can see. Oh, in Romans chapter 1, and let's look at verse 20, please. Romans 1:20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Let's look at that in the NIV translation. And he says, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. Now, what does that basically mean? You remember in the Bible that Jesus seemed to use natural things to really share spiritual truth. Natural things to share spiritual truth. And when we say natural, we mean he uses birds and he uses trees and he uses things like that. But they're telling about a spiritual truth. Now, this is very key because basically when you're operating in the law of seed time and harvest, it's a spiritual truth. He said over in Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, as long as the earth remains, there'll be seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night. They'll not cease. So God has made it so that when a person wants a harvest, they can sow a seed. Now, what happens is because you are in the kingdom rules over everything. And if I, as a farmer, would plant a seed, normally it would get rain, we'd keep the weeds out, and it would grow, and I'll get a harvest. But suppose there's no rain. If there's no rain, nothing grows in the natural. But if I'm in the kingdom, God becomes the rain. He becomes whatever needed to supply it. So I can actually sow seed in a drought and get a harvest. As a matter of fact, he said over Numbers. And in Numbers, what happened was they were there. And in Numbers, it said Moses laid up the rods, that is the sticks that came from the different leaders of the 12 tribes in the tabernacle of witness. And it came to pass that on the morrow, Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded and brought forth buds and bloomed and blossoms and yielded almonds or fruit. Notice, this stick was laying on a table and it grew branches, fruit, and everything. God can meet your needs. I don't care what environment you're in. It doesn't make any difference. So I'm saying when you sow your seed this morning, remember that you are in the kingdom and the kingdom rules over everything. And there is nothing that can abrogate your harvest from coming forth, that it'll come forth through concrete if need be. But you will get a harvest off that seed. Now in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 3, he says here to the prophet, get thee hence and turn eastward and hide thyself in the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. Watch what he says. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook that I have commanded the ravens to feed thee. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt in the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came in him again, saying, arise and get thee to Zarephath that belongeth to Zidon and dwell there. Behold, I've commended there a widow woman to take care of you. Now, isn't that something? Now, what am I saying? I'm saying once you sow that seed, God can use a multitude of channels to get that harvest back to you. And you can see here, he used a channel of this brook. He had him by the brook. But then God decided to change the position of where this was coming through. And he said, now I'm going to make it come through a widow woman, a woman who is probably the worst off of any of the people in that area. But I can show you, I can meet your needs no matter where you go and no matter who you're connected to. So God is saying to you and I that He is our source, and He is a supernatural God and giving us a supernatural supply. So I want you to know that, and here's the word that I gave him in the last service, planting seed is not for God to do something, but it's for you to receive what God has already done. Planting seed is not for God to do something, but it's for you to receive what God has already provided. Say, He's already provided. You see, some tend to think that when you plant that seed, it's something that God has not already done. No, whatever God's going to do for you, He has what? Already done. Isn't that wonderful? We're going on a trip now to South Africa. Lord have mercy. Yeah, we went to Nigeria before. We're going to South Africa now, and we're raising funds for the South Africa trip. Now you say, oh Lord, here it comes again. Don't you fret yourself. If you don't have it, don't give it. I'm saying, but if you have a desire, God puts it in your heart to sow a seed and you'll meet that need. Let me just show you a little clip, by the way. I didn't ever show you this, of when we went to Nigeria and we got off the plane at Abuja. And we got off the plane, this is the kind of reception we got from the church right still while we were still at the airport there on the tarmac in Abuja. Let's just run that, please. And this is what it looked like. The whole saying is this: we celebrate you, sir. And that's what they do. They treat you like an ambassador. So I'm just saying, we're hitting South Africa this time. We're going to about four or five stops in South Africa. And that as you give to it, we're going to do the same thing we did last time. We're going to believe that we're going to raise all the money before we ever leave. Now, remember what happened to us when we left the last time. We didn't get a landing permit for Nigeria, meaning that means you can't land. Well, we're out there at the airport. We're still waiting on it. Now, I've got to go because they're waiting on us in Nigeria. And I said, okay, no landing permit. Let's stay here 1 hour and we're going to take off. Well, I didn't know it, but one of the crew went to one of my team and said this: now, I'm not going to jail here for this. And so what happened was, we took off in 1 hour. We got to Portugal to refuel. And I said to them, do we have a landing permit yet? No, sir, we don't have one. Well, you can't go into that airspace if you don't have one. I said, okay, we're going to stay here 1 hour, and we're taking off to Nigeria. So they, oh, Lord. So they took off. I went to sleep. I told God, said, God, you give your beloved sleep. I'm just going to sleep, and I'm going to turn it over to you. I turned it over to God. We hit the Nigerian airspace. When we were about to descend, they said, here is your landing permit. You ready to copy? And they gave us our landing permit. I'm telling you, wait a minute. There are some places you cannot go except by faith. And I think that's a lot of the reason why a lot of churches have not done a lot of evangelism around the world, because there's no faith. But we got faith in this church, and we believe that we receive when we pray. Say amen to that. Give the Lord a praise. Prepare your tithe and your offering online. Text your giving, please, in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord.